The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Every grade schooler knows that plants need light to grow. But just how plants respond to light is a deceptively complex process that has long puzzled scientists. It ends up that plants actually get ready to respond to light by growing, flowering, or straining toward the light while it's still dark. Researchers have found that while it is still dark, plants produce and stockpile proteins that in turn increase production of other proteins, which are key components of the light response mechanism. The plant probably stockpiles these proteins while it is still dark for the same reason a traveler might fill up his gas tank the night before a morning journey, so that it can get going at first light. As light shines on the plant, light-sensing pigment proteins, known as phytochrome A, are activated and bind to the initial proteins. This binding allows photochrome A to accumulate in the nuclei of the plant's cells, where it changes the activity of genes that govern plant growth and development. These changes in gene expression cause the plant to grow and flower. This discovery helps botanists better understand an important point in evolution that is responsible for the existence of flowering plants.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.